Much better hydrated.
Makes sense.
This time I will call the regular meeting of the Franklin Township Board of Trustees to order on May 16th, 2024, and it is 12 PM. I would ask everybody at this time to please silence your cell phones and keep all comments to yourself if you have not signed up to speak. At this time, I would ask Trustee Fleishman if he would open us with a word of prayer.
Mr. Stevens, would you please shut that door? Thank you, sir. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity to come to do the work of the people of the township, Lord. And we ask that you keep a calmness and peaceness to this meeting as we work for the betterment of the township. For it's in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Jane, will you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we have a few things on our schedule today and we're going to move some around. We'd like to start off with
roll call.
Yes, thank you.
James.
Yes.
John.
Yes.
Mike.
Yes. We did not change that. First on the agenda with moving will be Proto. Mr. Mazur, are you ready for this?
Yes, sir. Todd Breakers, Todd here.
Yes, sir.
Can you kind of bring the board up to speed?
They're right there.
Bill, Mr. Tool's here. If you gentlemen could kind of bring the board up to speed, what's this been like a two-year endeavor with Proto? They're located on Stimmel Avenue here in the township.
Yeah, they're 400 Stimmel Road. They're at the south side of Verliner Park, on the east side of 71.
So if you and or Bill could kind of bring the board up to...
The site's a former landfill. We received notice that a building was constructed on that site two and a half years ago. I visited the site prior to that building being built, instructed them to make sure they go through the proper channels to get zoning compliance, seek the health board, and do a building permit with us before they constructed anything. They did receive a permit for a electric service to a small shed, which was pre-manufactured, placed on the ground there as a gatehouse. They were going to use it as a drop lot for a tow company. I received a call from, I believe, a citizen saying, hey, what's the deal with this building at 400 Stimmel? I told him what I had already known about the permit and it being pre-manufactured. It did not need a permit. He's like, a building that big? I was like, well, sir, it's only like an 8x8. He's like, you need to go down there. I proceeded to go down there, found the building under construction, asked to see their permit, knowing they didn't have one, because until today, I talked with Nicole Rondazio, who manages most of the building department paperwork. There was no permit. I had not seen one. They had not seen one. We knew they didn't have one. I talked to a company that was doing some electrical work there, asked to see it. They said, you need to talk with the owners. They have the permit, but according to the state of Ohio, you must keep a copy of the plans, the permits, and the inspection card on site. They didn't have any of that. They pointed me to the direction of a gentleman named Brooks. I only found out his first name. He was associated with Proto. He said that the owners had the permits. And at that point, I told him and the people with the electric company, I said, I know you don't have a permit. I've talked to our building department folks every day. You don't have one. You need to stop work. I then contacted Mr. Toole, said, hey, we've got a building that's under construction, well underway. It was under roof. Part of the floor had been poured. They were still working on finishing some of that. He came down. We had a discussion with was Mr. Whitridge there with us that day? Mr. Whitridge, who's the owner of Proto, and another gentleman was with us. We had a conversation. We told him to cease and desist. They need to get paperwork in order. That's when they proceeded to tell us in an email later that they were a public utility and exempt from any of the rules of the state of Ohio. I contacted the several different people, EPA, Board of Health, Zoning, Department of Commerce, Public Utilities, and spoke with lots of people about all this. None of them knew anything of the building, including the people with Public Utilities, and Mr. I believe Williamson was in charge of it. He said, no, they are not exempt. So we proceeded to have further discussions with them. They never had anything else for us. Then we had a meeting with lots of people with the EPA, public health, zoning, and they are in the process legally of taking them to court to deal with it. It's been a long process, and we met with an architect from them, with them, last week, was it Mr. Mazur?
Mm-hmm.
Last week, Julie was there, Bill was there, I was there, and they showed us what the plans were for the building. They will have to submit a new permit application to us, but correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Tool, but you and I agree that until all the other entities are satisfied with what regulations need to be addressed, they won't get a building approval from us. So they are operating as a business currently, but we are waiting to see how the other lawsuits from the other entities play out before we do anything, because we are far down that chain. EPA, health, and zoning should be taking care of things long before it ever gets to our hands. So hopefully as it moves through the court system, they come to a resolution before we have to make any other decisions. So,
gentlemen, you guys are with Proto?
That's correct.
And you are?
I'm the owner.
You're the owner?
Yes. My name is Dan Bennett. I'm counsel for Proto. I represent Proto in the environmental action that is being described. Okay. So happy to provide whatever.
So the million-dollar question I'd have is, why didn't you just come to us and get a permit?
We believe that we are, we do fall under the exemption of being a privately held public utility because our business is regulated both price and location by the Public Utilities Commission. We are willing to pay the fines and proceed through the permit process with the township because honestly we think that that's the best resolution versus adding another court case to the docket as far as trying to prove through the court system that we are. Because the PUCO does regulate our rates and they regulate how far we can be from a place of tow, and that we cannot just shut down our business after we've towed someone's car under the public utility statute. That was our argument for it. I think that the best resolution is to go through the permitting process at this point to be the best solution for everyone. But I still believe that there is an argument to be made that we are a privately held public utility because of those stipulations.
Mr. Toll, you know, no one has regulated this when it was being built. I mean, we have no idea how the structure is at this particular point. Is there any way to say that they continue with what they got, or do they start all over to make sure that everything is adequate and up to code?
With nothing being looked at up front with the construction process, in the meeting with the architect we had last week, the architect had an estimate for resolution to remove all the sides, all the outer skin of the building, and to put fasteners in place, nails in place, to upgrade the building to the minimum standards of the Ohio Building Code, which the building currently does not meet. The building's not fire sprinklered. That's a requirement of the Ohio Building Code to work on the large trucks in there that are over 10,000 pounds. The floor was never looked at for adequate loading. The plumbing under the floors were never looked at for proper drainage. Nothing was ever looked at this building. And in reading to Mr. Whitridge's, I'm not an attorney, let me start with that statement. If you read the statute, they continue to refer to it, refers to zoning. Nothing refers to the building code.
So is the building actually being occupied and worked out of at this time?
Yes, it's fully operational.
And it has been inspected by structural engineers. And the agreement we have with the builder was that it was being built to building code and that no shortcuts were being taken. We had a period of a year that the builder would not respond to any of our requests, and that's why we hired this architect that they met with last week. And now that we have furnished them with what our architect has done, now the builder has engaged their counsel to try and come up with some type of resolution to bring it up to code, because it was supposed to be up to code when it was built.
Trustees, I don't mean to interrupt. Would it be helpful if they came up and kind of said why they're here, and kind of what their ask of the trustees would
be? But you know, even though you had a structural engineer look at it,
yeah,
that is no excuse to overstep getting a building permit and following the rules of this township.
Okay.
No excuse.
Okay.
So I heard what you said in regards to the person you spent a year in trying to get in contact.
Yeah.
We share the same pain because I've heard the same thing with us getting in contact with you and trying to stop this to work the correct way. When we were trying to stop you, it wasn't to keep you from building the building. It was to keep you to get from to a certain point where now I don't want to see you have to spend all this cost to tear it down and then do it right. Had we not had that year of no communication from yourself.
There's never been a year of no communication.
I don't know how long it was. I know there was a period. My apologies, I'll walk that back.
Yeah, there has never been a year go by that we haven't communicated.
Had we had communication right away from day one, where, as we just heard to the board, where's the permit, where's the permit, where's the permit, and everybody just kept looking the other way. Had we had that at that time, we could have went to you and said, listen, this is what needs to happen. Let's stop this. Let's, you know, it's not saying you couldn't get them, but as Mr. Toll has just explained, that, you know, there's a lot of lives that our fire department, different people we have to service you and your place. I don't want to see firemen go into a place that we know what certain standards there's going to be, how long a burn time could be, a lot of different things. I don't want to see a life lost over something that may or should have been done a certain way. That is why there is a procedure when you go through step A to step B to step C. And at this point, sometimes it's hard to go back and, yep, it's there. And as Mr. Toll, I just heard, they're expecting a minimum of the different straps and things of that nature. So, Mr. Chairman, I'm finished.
So you had no soil samples?
No soil samples for what?
Seeing the foundation, where you're putting your foundation in your building.
I don't know what the builder had prior.
That's your responsibility.
The builder did not communicate with us for a year, basically. So
that's your responsibility as the owner of the property.
Okay.
The building, that's your responsibility, not the builder. You. So what you did, in essence, by not having soil samples and having a foundation checked by an inspector, you endangered the lives of not only firefighters or police officers, but your own employees. You endangered their lives. Do you realize that?
I understand what you're saying.
What's your ask today?
I just wanted to come here and answer any questions that I could and let you know that we are beginning the process with the builder for them to bring it up to code as they were supposed to from the beginning.
Do you realize bringing it up to code means taking it down and showing our building department the foundation and your soil samples?
So the builder assured me that it was up to code when they built it. So that's the process we're going down, is we're putting this, asking the builder to prove these items.
Mr. Toole, am I correct on that? They would need to take it down to bring it up to code. You'd need to see the foundation.
The foundation that was discussed in one of the meetings with them on site, yes. Like Todd had said, prior to the floor being placed, I said, do not place the concrete floor. The statement was made, we're pouring concrete anyway. I went later on and said, well, we can remove the floor later on, and it got a bit contentious. Let's just say that. The possibility exists of digging down on the outside of these foundations and sampling the soils below the foundations from the outside, looking at the size of the foundation, the depth of the footer, the diameter of the footers. Can all be done with the building standing here, but to do the strapping, nailing, etc., the skin, possibly the roof will have to come off of it to be correctly installed.
And that is an old landfill, correct?
Yes, it is.
So my question to you, and I understand when you say it's the builder and they should have done this and etc., but anytime you know, I'm a business person and et cetera. When my name goes out there on a product or et cetera, I need to make sure I'm the owner. I need to make sure. And I understand, but it doesn't sound so good when you say I was assured. To me, to be assured is, let me see the building permit. Who did you talk to? The county's on board, the township's on board, and those. But the biggest concern is, being that that was a landfill, where you're wanting to put it, what is the ground composed of, because it's going to compact over time, because that's how...
We have had soil borings there.
There
have been soil borings, and there's going to be more soil borings.
Gotcha. So we don't know this because we have not ever been told this. We've never seen this.
Well, they said they spoke with the EPA and the health department, and the health department knows there have been soil borings.
And I think...
If I may, we have an agreed entry in place with the health department to resolve the environmental issues of the property. So the work being done with respect to the environmental issues is underway under an agreement with the health department and the council who filed the lawsuit.
Okay.
So from my perspective, we're on an orderly course with that stuff. I'm happy to answer any questions. My understanding is we are here to talk about the issues with the building.
Sure, in due respect, sir, this is the first time that this has ever, I've been here 11 years, and this is the first time that this has ever come to my table. And I've served in many roles as a trustee. I do know Mr. Breaker. I've heard the comments about what was going on and et cetera. Now, I will say that you serve the public in a good role with Proto and the things that go on. However, I get what you're saying, but you got to take a step back from our view that this is the first meeting we've ever had, and we're trying to address things from day one to day 57.
Yeah. I was not suggesting that your questions were appropriate. I was just hoping to provide you information. So,
and we have had meetings on site with Mr. Toole and Mr. Bricker. So it's not like we have not.
But you ignored what they said of don't pour the concrete.
The meeting I had with them was after everything was done.
But it still falls on you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
but it wasn't that we had the meeting and then I did that. So
The contract with the builder specifies that the builder has responsibility for this. But you guys are correct that ultimately this is Proto's property and Proto's operating, and so unfortunately now Proto has to come up with a solution. So the intention here is to get the building in compliance.
I understand that.
Yeah.
So one of the things I need to make absolutely clear, in Franklin Township, where Franklin Township lies now, Franklin Township is the next boom. You see what's going on with West Lamar, you know where that's at, correct?
Yeah.
If we allow them to do similar to what you did, or if they go back and say, well, look at Proto, they're on a dump and you let them do X, Y, and Z. It's something that is most attorneys, as you and you would understand, is called past practice.
Precedence.
And we can't allow someone to just sidestep, whether it was it doesn't matter if it was intentional or not. Now the next step is, if it needs to come down and then go back up correctly, it's what's going to need to happen. And I don't know. I'm the guy that sits here along with my counterparts, and we vote based upon what we hear and what we see. So what I'm hearing from the experts that work for the township and represent the township, we have to go by what they say to us and what we're hearing today. Are you willing to go through those steps of what Mr. Toole is saying, the roof has to come off, this has to come off, and et cetera, and go forward?
I want to have further dialogue with the builder. I want to bring it into compliance, and I'm willing to have a structural engineer do periodic inspections on it. As far as it depends on what the monetary layout is and who's paying for it, whether it's me or the builder, or you know how that happens.
So your builder, is he not insured?
I believe they are insured.
So
bonded?
Yeah, MQS, yes.
So it would seem to me, if I was in your shoes,
yeah,
and you're hearing that you're not in compliance and you're not this, And your approach is, let me bring in a third party to do X, Y, and Z. I would have already been downtown with your attorney filing and making sure that you're protecting yourself for the cost that's going to come on to you. And I'm sure you have many sleepless nights over what's going to happen with this. My advice to you is, I would secure what you could funding from someone that did what they did, because it only makes you look bad. I would not stand there and support the person that did this work. I would be wanting them to make it right by coming to us and coming and saying, you know, because I'm hearing from our building department that at a minimum, this needs to be done. So if I'm hearing it from that, then that's what, I'm one board member, but that's what I'm gonna expect.
We've had conversations with the builder and the builder's council, and they recognize that they have an issue here, and they've extended a willingness to help in some fashion. We wanna have that dialogue with them in the context of knowing specifically what needs to be done at the property, because I think an opportunity for a resolution that makes sense is for the builder to actually do some of the work that they should have done the first time around. So our work recently, and the reason that the architect was meeting with Bill, was to lay out, all right, this is the scope of work that that the engineers have suggested could be done. And I wasn't there, but my understanding is the architect said, okay, here's the estimate for this. What are our options in terms of handling these items? We absolutely want to get a fire alarm and sprinkler system in there. We absolutely want to take care of the electrical and the plumbing, but there are some aspects of the structural side of the building where we're looking for a cost-effective alternative to doing what's been proposed.
The cost-effective way would have been to pull a permit at the beginning.
Okay. Again.
And that's for me personally, that's what our that's what our building our supervisor is suggesting. Therefore, that's what I'm going to say.
So it's like this: if a frog had wings, it wouldn't bump its rear. And what I mean by that, if this was a state, who is the building person?
Said MQS.
Okay. Had they worked for the state, I can assure you right now, the state attorney general would be all over this, and there would be funding set up aside to make this correct. Are you sure that you want the same builder to try to correct the mistakes versus obtaining some type of funding for someone else to do it?
John, that's on them. I mean, at this point in time, I mean, I like to see the reports from the EPA. I like to see the reports from the health department before I render a decision here. But as of right now, personally, I'm staying with our building with Mr. Toole. If he says it needs to come down and look at the foundation from there up, that's what it's going
to
be.
Okay, he did say that there was an option to explore the foundation without tearing the building down, though. He did just say that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right. I would
what about the pipe under the cement?
What is it?
What about the pipes underneath the cement? Mm-hmm.
I don't know what options we have for that.
So. Remove the floor, like I said before.
Okay.
So, Mr. Chairman, I apologize, Mr. Blevins.
Do you have anything tied
up the floor?
I don't have anything. Just simple fact, coming into office, and I didn't have enough. I did get brought up to date yesterday with Todd, and I'm just not knowledgeable enough. Same as you, gentlemen. I'm taking all this in and taking notes, and I'm not sure that we're going to get to a resolution here today on this.
Mm-mm.
But we can keep talking about it, or whatever you want to do.
Gentlemen?
Yes.
Now that I know who the builder was, I've been doing building official work for the last 10 years. MQS, this is probably the seventh or eighth time Mr. Miller's names came up working with no permit, and I had to go out, get a permit. I didn't know I needed it, so I that's a grain of salt. I've dealt with Mr. Miller for 10 years. I know better. He knows better. Through conversations.
Has he in the past constructed any that were up to code that you are aware of?
We didn't have the opportunity to inspect them because he built them without any the privilege of any permits or inspections. And you need to check with Delaware County because they had a suit against him also.
Okay.
And that's just some information that might be handy to have.
And I know you may not be able to talk about it because it's an ongoing litigation, but where are you at with the environmental court, with the lawsuit they filed against you?
Yeah, so...
I know you had a dual, you had entry for...
Yeah, so an agreed entry is an effect of like a settlement. So we have submitted an entry to the judge has signed it, and it's, we're going to do this and this and this in this period of time, this period of time, this period of time. And if we violate that, we're violating a court order. So it's a fairly serious agreement that we've reached. That agreement is ongoing right now. It's in progress. So the case is effectively resolved. Like if you log on to the docket, you'll see that the case is closed. And that's because there's a court order saying these are the things that Proto is going to do and this is when they're going to do it by. And we're moving along as scheduled currently.
Best of luck. I mean, I'd hate to be in your shoes. I don't know what more to say to you, but thank you for at least sharing it with the board.
Absolutely.
Yep, Chairman.
I would highly recommend that you work with Mr. Toole, Mr. Bricker, very closely.
The building codes changed in the meantime. They were issued a disapproval. They were issued no phased approvals, no allowance to do anything.
Right.
And a response is required within 30 days by the Ohio Building Code. That response expired a year ago. This process has to begin again with a full resubmission of a totally redesigned set of drawings to meet the criteria of the new code with all these inspections that are required. And we want to visually see them. A third party agreement is up to me. I accept an engineer's report. And given the nature of this project and the flippant attitude I've had with the request for inspections, the answer is going to be no, I'm not taking a third party's inspection report. We want to see it ourselves. I apologize if I'm taking a hard stance. I should have taken this hard stance with the electric service to feed the building a year ago and they wouldn't have electricity.
I think everybody knows where we stand.
I think everyone knows now where this township stands. You know, you're not going to build something here without permits.
So the township is not in agreement of any ongoing inspections that we're willing to have done with a structural engineer to at least give you some peace of mind.
Whatever that man right back there says needs to happen, it needs to happen.
Trustees, can I give a bit of clarification part of the conversation last week and the architect? Basically trying to have a discussion of, okay, obviously the options are basically...
Hold on. Who do you represent?
Our office is legal counsel for the township.
Oh, okay. Got it. Thank you.
So in terms of options, item one, basically starting from scratch and bringing the building entirely into compliance, or two, bringing it into compliance with the code as much as possible, but trying to figure out, are there some item again with the, you know, ways to address the concerns without truly unpeeling the onion and putting the onion back together. I believe what he's referring to, and please correct me if I'm wrong, I believe what he's referring to in terms of the structural problem or the some of the structural items that cannot be confirmed that they're in compliance without peeling the onion and putting it back together would be some sort of ongoing annual structural engineer comes out and does a report and that type of thing. Not saying one way or another, but just to give some additional context, he mentioned an annual inspection a couple of times.
Thank you. I think hearing Mr. Toole and our legal counsel, yeah, it's pretty cut and dry. You're going to need to start over.
So, Mr. Chairman, do you want to, and generally, should we make a motion that what the board is saying as far as recognizing what Mr. Toole's recommendations are?
So I don't think the board needs to take any action today. I believe the purpose of the discussion was the township staff has had some background conversations, and out of the meeting last week with the architect, obviously everyone around the table said, look, you know, we are all at service to the trustees and we can sit here with opinions, but at the end of the day, the buck stops with the three of you. And so we felt it was appropriate to get a temperature check with the trustees and if there was an appetite for, again, what was kind of the general direction.
I think the general, I can't speak for everyone here, but I think the general direction of this table is rely on Mr. Toole, what Mr. Toole says, and I think you've heard that we're past the point of, I forget what you called it, but basically it's you're starting over.
That's fine. I was extending the option to have a structural engineer, while this is ongoing, do an inspection on the building to address some of the safety concerns.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You brought up the safety concerns.
Sure.
That's the one of the ideas that had came up. If that is not going to get us any further, then there's no need to
spend that money.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah.
So given the light of it, and you'd have to put yourself in our shoes, given the magnitude and the light of this, it doesn't cost you any more money to work with Mr. Toole. Phone calls, emails, doesn't cost you but your time. Spending the money on a third party, to me, I would much want to work with Mr. Toole.
And our architect has. He speaks the same language as
Gotcha.
Mr. Toole. I don't speak that
language.
So, and he's had, I think, more than one conversation with Mr. Toole.
Sure.
So.
But I think you yourself may want to try to bring back a cohesiveness so that we all can work together on this, so that we're all together. This is probably the first time there's been a meeting where all parties are in a room. Am I correct, Mr. Toole?
A formal meeting, yes.
Okay.
So you're making sure I'm making a correct statement.
We met on site, though.
Okay.
We met on site.
Yeah, we have met on site.
Okay. So,
we had some email conversations, I believe. I don't believe there was a phone. We had some email conversations.
I'm done.
Okay. At this point in time, I would highly recommend you get with Mr. Toole and Mr. Bricker.
I want a specific what you want me to get with them on. I have my architect.
What he wants.
Okay.
It's not what I want.
It's what the code says.
It's what the Ohio Building Code requires.
Yeah.
And again, they're minimum requirements. Minimum.
Yeah.
None of the minimum standards are met.
Mm-hmm. That's what we want.
Blatant ignoring of the law.
The conversation between me and him, though, is I can't disassemble it today myself and reassemble it. So we are working in that direction to figure out what the builder is going to do. So I'm not, I have no issue having a conversation with him. I just don't want there to be an expectation that I can, you know, resolve it overnight either.
Yeah.
We know it's going to be a process,
yeah.
But the first thing is getting building permits.
Okay.
Do you have an ongoing relationship with this builder? Because you keep referring to me. I wouldn't let the
no.
builder touch it again. I would seek
okay.
someone else.
No, but I would prefer to avoid another lawsuit, and I've at least given them the opportunity now that they have been corresponding with us to tell us what their resolution is to live up to what they were supposed to do and what
right.
they were paid for. So.
Right.
All right.
I understand that.
Good. These people got to get out of here. Thank you. Thank you for coming today.
Thank you.
I think we've beat this horse.
Oh, we've spent a lot of time on that.
Up next is the scholarship. Layla Kidd, is that correct? Mr. Blevins, you want to handle this?
Sure.
This is, so Layla, do you mind just standing up for a second? I wanted to introduce everybody to Layla Kidd. She's going to be the recipient, one of the recipients for the first Franklin Township Trustee Scholarship Fund. And I'm Trustee Blevins. And to my right is the chairman, Trustee Leeser, and the vice chairman, Trustee Fleshman. And Layla is one of the recipients. The other one couldn't make it today. She had a test to take. And so I wanted to make a statement that there's no taxpayer dollars in this scholarship fund. We've been able to get private money to donations to pay for the scholarship fund. And I wanted to just one more statement, then we're going to get to your check. The scholarship fund is done through Franklin Heights, and the requirements is that you attend Franklin Heights High School and that you live in Franklin Township. And so those are the requirements for the
scholarship, and anybody who's here or is listening, you can apply next year after the first of the year. Reach out to the counselors at Franklin Heights, and they'll put you in touch with the scholarship forms. You can also stop here. Nicole will be happy to guide you if you're not having any luck at Franklin Heights. And so at this time, I'm going to go ahead. I would like to thank the staff for all their help in getting this together, and I'm going to go ahead and make the presentation. So yes, congratulations. And I wanted to tell you that I rocked the black and gold for the Falcons, the same as you did. And these two gentlemen are Westland Cougars.
Oh. So. Hey, go Westland!
Yeah, don't hold it against us.
Yeah, don't mark any of us for that one.
Our house is divided.
So it's with a lot of pleasure I represent the trustees of Franklin Township, and I present you this check for $1,000. And good luck in your education if you're going to Bowling Green. So, best of luck. I hope that helps. Mom and Dad, thanks for coming. I'm sorry about work.
All right.
Getting back to work. Feel free to come up, take some pictures together. Nicole will take pictures for you and everything. And I appreciate you attending the meeting. I'd like to ask you, can you come back from a break or something? Come back and give us an update on where you're at and what you're doing.
Your major is how you're going, and accept
you guys
want
to
definitely, we're retiring here in Franklin.
You guys want to take some pictures up at the table?
Here's
okay. Yes, give that to him.
Okay. Thank you. Feel free to take your pictures or whatever you'd like to do, folks.
You guys should be in it.
Okay.
Whatever you guys. We'll move the chairs all the way.
Go ahead.
Go ahead and
Well, here, for a good reason.
You can stand beside your daughter.
There you guys go.
There you go.
Squeeze in there. Great job. Mason, if they're not good, I'm coming after you.
Uh-oh.
Stress. Okay.
This is the fun
good luck.
Oh yeah. The business part we just handled, I don't care for that.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Best of luck.
Thank you.
Best of luck. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Great job, Mom and Dad. Yeah, takes all a part of it. Starts at the root.
I'm not taking vacation today.
I'm so sorry for the delay.
Thank you guys for your commitment.
It was well worth it.
Not on schedule, too.
There you go.
Thank you, everyone.
Well, thank you.
I'm going to lose my voice today.
No, you're fine. We just didn't try to put the picture.
No, I get
it.
Feel free to go.
Thank you. It's good to see
you.
Okay. Department head, you can have your chair back. All right, moving on. We've done that. I would like to ask Franklin County Sheriff's Department, Deputy Atkins, if he would give his report.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Dan Atkins. I'm the community liaison. Our role at the Sheriff's Office, my role specifically, is just to augment you guys, this basic department, you guys, whatever the case is. From the last meeting that I was at, we talked about some of the issues over at West Mountain Elementary. Mm-hmm. Did reach out to the Transportation Department. They assured me they would no longer be an issue. I don't fully believe them, but I'm still trying to monitor them.
We have to take it at face value.
I have to at least trust them once until I start to get them. So, yeah, supposedly that issue's taken care of. And a few other things. We'll have some more high visibility enforcement in the next week or so. I can't go into details yet, but you're going to see an initiative. It'll be a collaboration between our office, you guys' office, and Columbus Police and State Highway Patrol. It'll be out here on the west side. There'll be more on that coming in the next few days. But you'll see, if you see high visibility enforcement, crack down some of the things that's going on. I'll be out here after me.
We welcome
questions
that.
Or any assistance, just let me know.
Also, I'd like to publicly thank you, as well as the Sheriff's Department, Baldwin, Sheriff Baldwin, as that shooting that we had on Klein Road, all entities worked together seamlessly. I've seen some of the footage, and it didn't matter what color you were in uniform. Everyone protected the community as one. So thank you.
And I'd like to thank you for, you know, the hard work you are doing for our township. We see it.
We've seen your reports, we've seen your emails, and we do appreciate it. We need all the help we can get.
We are better together. Absolutely.
Thank you. Well, she signed up on here, but she's on our agenda. Laura Palmer, regards new parking signs.
Yes.
Take the podium is yours, ma'am.
Thank you for having me. My name is Lori Palmer. Excuse me. I work for Hypertech Research on Industrial Mile Road. Lately, in the last, say, 2 months, the parking has gotten out of hand to the mosque. So where our building is right next to it. There's a little road. It's called Westport Road, something like that. We have semis parking in front of the rehabilitation center. We have semis parking in front of the adult MRDD.
Are you right there on the corner of Industrial Mile and are you right across from the mosque?
We are the chain link fence.
Okay.
Last week we had a semi parked inside of our chain link fence. We have had to hire a towing company. We've had people's cars damaged because they park in there. We put cones, they don't care. But now what's happening is they're parking on both sides of the streets. So it's one lane. Then if somebody wants to leave and they can't because the sheriff is directing traffic, they will drive through our grass, they will drive through the park. They'll just do a U-turn, but nobody can see because it's blind. And it's very dangerous to have, it's a huge safety issue. To be blind with entrances to our business, entrance to the business across the road, people coming in and out of that T road. It's just dangerous to have people. We would like to see a no parking sign on one side of the road. Doesn't matter which side. But
which would you prefer?
We would prefer it on our side because there is less frontage. But it's, and we're right there with the intersection. Everybody puts out cones to keep people out of their parking lots during Friday services, which is, you know, it's all private property. But with them, they don't care. Nobody cares about the safety of somebody else. What they want to do is be close. The mosque has two entrances that are closed. They have a south entrance and a west entrance that they have gated off. They have a green space they could use that they could open up, but they don't. So people who attend service have to park on the road.
Mr. Chairman, if I may?
Give me 1 second.
Sure.
I don't want to sound unforgiving on this because this is definitely a problem, and I don't sound like I'm making an excuse, but I took the information down. Mm-hmm. I need to look at a map because part of that in there is Prairie Township, and part of it is Franklin Township,
nice.
And we butt up against one another.
That intersection is pretty much the dividing line. That mosque is in Prairie Township.
And she is in
Franklin Township.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
And then across the street from her is Franklin Township.
Yeah. Okay. So she's in Franklin Township. Her side of the road is in Franklin Township.
Westport right there, I believe, is Prairie.
There's a section of Westport as you go around the curb that is in Prairie and then you come into ours.
Yeah. Right.
So I did take a picture to show you what it looks like. And that's on the light side, if you would like to see it.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. You can approach the table.
I'm going to a Legion meeting. Oh, hang on a second, I turn my phone off. So, the semis are the big problem. Turn on. That people are just blind.
Chief Smith?
Sir?
At one time, I know that we... Go ahead and show that as we're speaking.
Yes, wait for it to turn on.
A lot of the semis that was through Havenwood and et cetera, are we still trying to, I know we had another officer at the time that would go out and handle a lot of those. Are we still trying to cover that as much as possible?
Yes. Okay. The area you're talking about on Westport is going to be in Prairie, so I don't think we have any signs on there.
Gotcha.
So this is a light day. You can see that there's cars on both sides of the roads.
And you're in this building right here.
No, that is the assisted living. It's
okay.
And then those people walk on a sidewalk. I'm on this side.
You're in this, okay.
Yes.
You're across Westport.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
So we have that chain link fence and then we're, right. So that's a bobtail semi, but we do have.
The full length.
We do. We have, and sometimes there's two or three or four. So there's nowhere for anybody to park with those giant semis.
Sure.
And what time frame would you say that that...
Noon to 3, 11:30 to 3. It's a short period, but it's very dangerous for anybody trying to go down that road at that time.
Chief, are we able to reach out to the mosque and let them know that, I know through our contacts with them, that we are seeing issues with the tied up with the semis and the traffic, and they have several other entrances. Would they entertain the opportunity of utilizing their own parking spaces?
Yeah, okay. I'll reach out and ask.
Okay.
And please keep, if that doesn't work, please give Mr. Mazur a call, and he will make sure it gets on the agenda, and we will get, as long, we can't rule what Perry Township does.
Right.
We can't put them in there. But if it's in, if your site is in Franklin Township, we can look at, we can work with our police chief and find out if we can put some traffic for no stopping signs or no parking signs up.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Mr. Mazur, can we put that on the next agenda? Mm-hmm. Are you available for the next meeting to kind of give us an update?
Absolutely.
That would be. Is that okay with you, sir?
Yeah, that's perfect.
So our next meeting is will be not next Thursday, but the following Thursday.
May 30th.
May 30th.
Okay. Yeah. We'll put you at the top of the agenda so you don't have to.
That's fine.
Well, it'd be old business, though.
That's fine. Yeah. I'm good.
I'm glad that you came in and shared that with us.
Yeah, we don't know these. We don't know this information unless you guys come and talk to us. But I do remember coming down that street a couple times, and it seemed kind of congested at the time.
It was horrible during Ramadan. It was terrible.
Yeah.
They were already down to the daycare center.
Yeah.
And I would highly recommend Prairie Township look up their meeting, and even between now and then, I would encourage you to go to one of their meetings and ask the same thing.
I'll reach out to them, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Mr. Mazur can point you in the right direction out there, maybe, of who to talk to in Prairie and get on their agenda.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yep.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, ma'am. We'll scratch you off this other sheet.
Thank you.
Patty Spencer, she's been patiently waiting with Southwest Area Commission.
Patience is my middle name. Doesn't matter. It's all good. Oh, hello everybody. Oh, I missed last week.
We missed you.
They scheduled my son for a Thursday.
Okay.
And next time it's going to be on a Tuesday, which is my day for cross stitching. No.
They just didn't check with your scheduling first.
I tell him that all the time. All right, I got a bunch of stuff. I tried not to pick anything that was due the 18th because to me that's just too close notification. There is a, which I didn't know, a place for furniture donations, and it's called Future Bank. They will pick up, drop off, and dispose options if you want to donate your gently used furniture and home goods. Under transportation, Fifth Third's Financial Empowerment Mobile is going to be coming, and you can enter your zip code and search for assistance in a specific category where assistance might be needed. So there's that. Linkus, I think you guys know about Linkus. There is information for that and a website you can go to look at the blueprints that they're getting done. On May 21st, there is a Touch a Truck. It's an ambulance story time at, it is going to be at one of the, where is it? South High Library Branch, and some local Columbus Fire Departments are going to be there, and EMS truck. So if anybody has younger kids or any kids, older kids that like to hang around fire departments, do that. On June 1st, City Hall is going to be hosting a Walk for Peace event. And it's a one-mile walk to honor and support gun violence survivors. And there is a link that you can use to get more information. Free energy saver kits. That's going to be, you've got to make an appointment with the Breathing Association, and you can obtain your own free energy saver kit. And I have information and picture on that. Zoning code updates. City Council has begun their zoning updates for all of the city of Columbus, and what is going to impact certain areas of the city right now. The southwest area is not yet impacted, but I can see that happening. If you have ever gone to Upper Arlington Kingsdale Center, that is going to, that's kind of the cookie cutter look of what the new apartments that they are proposing to make it easier for developers to build apartments. They can be anywhere from 3 to 5 stories. They can, they are eliminating parking. Right now, our codes require 1.5 parking places per unit. It's going to go to 0. And the only thing we can think of is they're going to include underground parking.
I was going to ask where they put the horses.
I know some of our members are really into wanting some of that in our area, because we're really mostly construction and trucking and things like that. I think you might see some of it beginning with the Cooper Stadium, with their buildings of the apartments there that they're going to be doing, if they can get over some hurdles that they created for themselves. There's going to be like 5 different types of apartments facades that they're going to be building, and that's going to eliminate some, they say, some of what the area commissioners are going to be struggling with. They have a choice of 5, so we won't be sitting there going, well, we don't like this, or can you do this, or how this is too high, or so that'll be taken away from us as area commissioners and civic associations. There's still going to be a lot of other things that they're going to allow us to still be involved with, though. I don't know about the other commissioners, but me, since I have such a rapport with Franklin Township, part of my goal is making sure that if there is a developer that comes in, that they don't put one of these 5-story, 300-unit buildings right in the middle of some place right next to you, and keep you guys in the loop.
We appreciate that.
We do have a zone-in gallery, and it's open 6 days a week, and it's available. It was started April 9th, and it's available through June 7th. It's open to the public. The tours are every 30 minutes, and you can go and have a one-on-one with city people to see what they're talking about. I think right now the corridors they're looking at is West Broad and 104, or 23 between 104 and 270. Everybody's all up in arms right now with Walmart down off of 23 gone and what's going to go in its place, and I can almost bet it's going to be one of those apartments.
This is, not to interrupt you, Patty, but this is even more reason that we need to get home rule passed in November. We're still going to be getting more details out to you, but we got to protect our boundaries, and that will allow us to set up our own zoning, and it won't, and it'll stop Columbus from invading.
Yeah, because if you get an if you get a business that's gonna that goes out of business and somebody comes in, a developer.
It's already zoned commercial. I'm running into that now.
Yeah. So.
So I will leave this up here with you. You can share the information. Thank you. If anybody needs anything, that's all I have.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, we have, we got to go back, we got to backtrack up to old business. Mr. Mazur, you have the floor on that, but I want to, are you, you're good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure you didn't need a break. Which,
I'm left-handed.
I'm going to give the trustees a little background on this. Trustees, this is a unique situation. We issued a resolution for nuisance property.
That was in the last meeting.
1776 Little Avenue. During this process, though, as our paperwork went out, this family purchased a home. And I was just speaking with Julie before our meeting started today. What my idea is, and Julie agreed, is let's let these folks have the opportunity to fix the home up that they purchased, and if we can help them anyway, we will, but I don't think we should pursue the resolutions to call it a nuisance property now that these folks have purchased a home, and as I understand, you want to rebuild it, rehab it, and make it your home.
Yes, correct. When we first purchased a home, we were initially under the idea that it was a fixer-upper. So we were just waiting for the paperwork to receive that it was ours, as the real estate said we couldn't touch it until it was we had our paperwork. So we just got the paperwork like a week ago, and we just went over there to try to clean it up a bit. And then we got the letter that it was going to be demolished. So we're just here to see if there was any way we could have a chance, as we are looking to fix it up, have an inspector look at what we can save, as we were also looking some quotes to have it demolished, but it really is a bit out of our budget. So we're just looking to have an inspector see what we can save, if we can save it, and rebuild it to be able to live in it.
So Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Yeah.
So you're gonna look at both costs. Are you able to put another home on that property, build another home, if that cannot be salvaged? Because sometimes the cost of saving something outweighs the cost of just building new.
Yes, we're looking at both ways. Either way, we were also trying to get a general contractor to see the land, to see if it's better to demolish it and start a new home, or just to expand the new home.
So my last question would be, at this point, are you going to clean up the outside, cut the grass, and everything like that while we wait?
Yes, we already started cutting the grass. We're working on cleaning out the house, renting trailers to clean it out, put plywood, the doors, the windows.
So you're making it safe now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you new to the township?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's a good reason to give them the opportunity.
Yeah.
To,
I would
have good neighbors in the township.
We are dealing when people come and do things. You probably sat back there going, this person spent hundreds of thousands of dollars and didn't do it the right way.
You're doing it the right way.
You're doing it the right way from day one. So we as a board, and I know I speak probably on behalf of the board, we like to see people come into the township, take something that is old, and actually be a shining star. Because sometimes when you plant flowers, I know one of my neighbors I talked to the other day, I commented him on his home because they just did all this landscaping, and he's like, well, I'm trying to catch up to you. I think I have to catch up to him because his looks better than mine. But a lot of times when people do that and they take it pride in their home and they build a nice place, people around them tend to want to clean up too and do better. So we encourage that.
I'm good with giving them a stay if you are.
So you want to do a motion?
No, we'd have to do a resolution to rescind the resolution.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. When we probably don't have a resolution number for that.
I think they have something else.
Since we're looking to remodel, if we would have, we pull permits with you guys to remodel it, or because we went down to Columbus,
it would be Franklin County.
Franklin County.
It's also in downtown, correct?
Right. Yeah. Franklin County.
Check with Nicole.
She'll be able to help you. Before you go, and I asked Nicole if you would give her all your contact information. And Nicole is a great resource, but yes, everything goes through Franklin County zoning and permitting.
Yep, on residential.
Okay.
Yep.
The resolution number is in that paperwork that Steve has. So they have to rescind.
Okay, but we'll need a resolution number for the rescinding.
We also saw that you guys sent out the letter. Is there like a ticket that we have to pay for that, or
No, you're good.
Not.
You're good.
So what we're going to do is
we're just going to clean up the paperwork here and resend the resolution telling you have to demolish your property and put a stay on that for now, and we'll give you some time to progress. And
right. And, my thing is weed eat, clean, make it look nice so the neighbors aren't saying this is an eyesore, and then figure out what you want to do with the building.
Number one thing, stay in touch with us.
Yeah.
Talk to us. Let us know what's going on.
We're working on cleaning out the house, and it does have like a lot of junk we can't really throw at the junkyard, so we're just looking where to place it and to close up the house on a more.
Yeah.
We have a lot of resources that you know, just get with Nicole. We're willing to work with you. You know, you're down here today. That shows a lot of initiative on your part. And
because had you not come, this would have not been reversed.
Right.
Also, we encourage you as new neighbors. Every other Thursday at noon, we have meetings just like these are residents here. You're more than welcome to come and see what's going on in your community and things of that nature. So we would encourage you to be able to come.
Just to clarify, when we rescind, there are two resolutions that the Board of Trustees passed. We're going to pass another resolution to rescind, cancel the two resolutions that dealt with demolishing the house. So that will be at the next meeting. But to assure you, going forward today, there will nothing happen to your new home.
No.
Nothing will happen to your new home.
Make a motion on something.
Yeah, go ahead.
So be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board will put a stay on this property until the next business meeting. In which we will ask for a rescind of both resolutions.
I would gladly second that. Is there any discussion? No. Okay. Can you give us a roll call?
We just made a motion to put a stay on it.
A motion.
Yes.
Yeah.
Down a motion to place a stay on the action that was to be taken on 1726 Lill Avenue.
Yep. Until the next business meeting.
The next, which is going to be on 5:30.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. We'll rescind it.
Perfect. James.
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Thank you.
So now it's passed. It's legal. Your house is going to stay there. And what this motion was is to go to our next business meeting, which is on the 30th. Then what we'll do as a board, then we have to remove that from it. But nothing's going to happen between it. So you've got the safety. You just heard us vote. So you're good.
We go by the next meeting. It's cleaned up.
Welcome to the township. Just stay in touch with Nicole and Steve. But welcome to the township. We welcome you.
Thanks for coming in.
I look forward to see what you do there. I mean,
it's exciting.
Here, Robin, ask if you want the business.
Thank you.
Here, I'll give you a card.
I want to make sure they feel comfortable.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah,
so
good job.
Reach out for any questions.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you so
much. We just have one question today.
Oh, we're down to that point?
Yeah.
We
should have took care of that first.
Yeah, Jan, where's she at? There's.
I just want to tell everybody, be safe, be careful.
That's in the junkyard. Oh, it's in the
Okay. Well, thank you.
And Speedway has to make a complaint.
Yeah, I will.
Yeah, please.
Yep.
She's going to call me.
Okay. Moving on. We've done that. We have jumped around on this agenda. It's going
to
take me a second.
We're down to
the department heads and Chief Smith.
Been quite a weekend.
It has not been boring.
First thing I want to update the board on is back in February, and I know I talked to you, Mike, specifically on this one, and Carol, when they found all the trash on Ray Avenue. I remember we went out, we found an address, we tracked it down to the south end of Columbus, found out who it was. Officer Kidwell had worked with the environmental prosecutor, so this individual was picked up on an unrelated felony charge, and they actually gave him an M3 littering, which was the most they could do, but they actually gave him 5 days in jail for this. So that is some resolution
good
to the trash.
We need to let Carol know.
Yeah, I was going to send out an email.
Well, I hope she would be here today, but that would be great.
Get it in person.
After all those back and forths, right?
Yes.
Finally.
So finally, some resolution. I know it's still a misdemeanor, but we plug away as we can, right?
We got to get the word out. We're not playing around anymore.
Try not to. Next thing I'll update the board on is the shooting incident that happened Sunday about 6:11. I will give a brief synopsis. Sunday, May 12th, 6:11, Franklin Township officers responded to a report of a shooting suspect from Madison County traveling eastbound on Hall Road towards Georgesville Road. Franklin Township officers, along with CPD officers, blocked the suspect in at the intersection of Climb and Georgesville. The suspect exited his vehicle, began firing a handgun towards the CPD officers, striking one of the officers. Township officers returned fire. The suspect ran eastbound. Officers secured the suspect, began to render aid, awaiting the fire department. The suspect was pronounced deceased. It's a tragic incident, but it's a good example of the training our officers get and how they actually handled a life and death situation. So they've all three done excellent. All three are back to work today.
Great. That's awesome.
Extremely happy.
Job well done. Chief, is that it on that? I don't want to interrupt
you. Yeah, that's all for that.
But I do want to, I will interrupt you for a minute. I want to commend you. I've talked to you personally on the phone. The way you've handled the press, the way you've handled the situation, making sure that all of us was in the know on what you knew.
Right.
Kept us with knowledge that we didn't have. I want to commend you on that. I know a lot of times we give you a lot of heat up here, but when praise is due, praise is due. And I would praise you today of how you and your lieutenant and your men reacted to the situation in the field. I think you should be very proud of it. Proud of your men, proud of yourself on how you handled the situation. So I've talked to you personally, but I wanted to do it publicly.
I appreciate it.
And I really, we've talked about other things and we'll make it happen.
They've done an excellent job. So
yeah.
Everybody went home, everybody's safe.
I've seen the footage and.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman?
Yeah.
Too bad.
If I may, I'd like to also commend, we've seen the footage, I know I did, you said you did. The teamwork in which they did, we had an officer, and a lot of you are here. One of the officers had only been on, 4 days?
Yeah, that was his first day driving a car.
And within the first 10 minutes of him out on his own with another officer, but in a car.
Driving.
The first call that came out was that call, and away he went. I watched that intently, and I watched other departments, and it was a well-oiled machine watching this position, just like you would see a military backing each other up to get up to the person. So I commend you on that, and I would also ask, is there anything more the board can do as far as any additional training to get our people into that's not just shooting targets, but actually clearing rooms, buildings, and getting educated on working like that?
Right. We've already increased our training budget this week or this year, so myself and Sergeant Moore are already looking at different types of scenario training and things we can do just to strengthen our skills, make it, you know, enhance it even more.
Okay.
I not to interrupt again, but I know personally with being part of the FOPA and working with FOP, Columbus will let us go through their trainings, and I believe the Sheriff's Department will let us go through their trainings, even if we can, I mean, we just use all of that if we need
right.
to. But yeah, this definitely.
We're always trying to collaborate with other agencies.
Yeah, absolutely. As much as we can.
Yeah.
It was a great effort by all departments. Everything worked seamless, and it could have went really tragic.
It could have went south real quick.
Yeah.
And I'm just glad all of our guys, all of them went home that night, including the officer that was hit.
Including the CPD officer, yes.
One of the things I noticed in watching the video, as I said, I didn't watch it intently, it would be my belief that we need to look at our AKs or ARs and see if we get something with a shorter nozzle. Because
we're
trying to get out with that and rack it, because that buys time.
It does. Typically, that's not a situation you would be able to do regardless how short it is.
Mm-hmm.
If he had been driving,
he would not have been.
He wouldn't have been able to do that.
That's
you
a good
couldn't
point.
Effectively drive. We do have three of them. Most of the officers like to carry their own. But they have that option, and we can always look at getting more.
Okay. And lastly, the most important thing is, and this is for the board, I would like to ask the board that we allow that take-home car. That was a day that was important. I know Lieutenant was here quickly. He had his take-home car. I wanted you to feel comfortable if you take the take-home car home.
I do. I have it.
Okay.
So
and the rest of the board, you're feeling?
Yeah, it's what it's for right now.
Right. Mm-hmm. But everything worked out the way it should.
Anything I would say with that is just make sure whatever we get handed down from the state, we abide by.
No, I agree.
I mean, that's, yep.
Whatever that means.
Whatever that is.
I don't think you were ever told you couldn't take it home. That was your decision.
That was your decision.
Right. So for us to even, that's your decision to make.
Yeah,
to my new point.
My main concern today was that you feel comfortable from the board's their position. Given the situation with everything up in the air with the state and this and that and everyone wanting to do the right thing, I can understand that leaving it sit in the parking lot, you can't go wrong. But I wanted you to feel that you have the support of this board for if taking home car, because there was two incidences that you would have had to come in. Had the gentleman with the turn the gun on,
fortunately, I was here for that one.
Right.
On scene, but
right.
No,
that showed restraint that Officer Kidwell did not. When that guy pointed that semi-automatic at him as they were chasing, he had two choices. He could have went ahead and eliminated the threat or tried to apprehend him.
It could have been two bad situations
Absolutely.
Inside a month, so I'm glad it wasn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this has happened more frequently. And as I said to the two new officers, I didn't know that this was going to happen so quick when I gave my little assumption of what Franklin Township in the world we live in, how quickly that came to light.
Well, I'm really happy with how they both responded. Even though the one officer wasn't involved, it's still, when something like that happens, it's still kind of traumatic for the entire department
mm-hmm.
because it brings you back into reality. So they're all doing well. They all responded well. So we're
very proud.
But John is Mr. Fleshman is correct on we're going to be seeing more and more of it out in the township, and every time I watch a press conference with the city of Columbus. My head wants to explode because they have helped create this issue back during the riots of 2020 when they did not do anything to punish the people rioting and taking and destroying people's personal property and basically said it's okay to be a thug.
Now we're reaping the benefits.
In my opinion.
Just to say
yeah.
this.
in my opinion, that, you know, they said it was okay to be a thug. And they helped create this issue that the county and the suburbs are facing today.
It's going to be
a lot worse before it gets better. And let's make sure our guys have what they need.
Yeah, I agree.
As much training, shooting range time as possible.
It's more of a win, not an if.
Right.
Yeah. And unfortunately,
it's not the guy that turns his gun this way. It's the guy that can have under a second draw and actually hit the target if he had to.
Well, unfortunately, our officers go into it.
What else you got, Chief?
Handcuffed. Yeah. What else do you have, Chief?
So next, I would like to talk to. I've talked to Steve. We would like to pursue possibly the 13th officer as opposed to part-time. We believe we have enough money. I would like at least the blessing of the board to pursue it, possibly sit down with fiscal, Jeff, go over everything and finalize it. It's easier to find full-time than part-time, and we can certainly use the extra help.
I personally, and I'll go ahead and make a motion that you pursue it, as long as it's in your budget and you find the money in your budget for the 13th officer, I don't have a problem with you pursuing to find it and see and, you know, explore those avenues. That, as a department head, in my opinion, that's your job to work with fiscal and explore it. I mean, you should be looking to better your department with fiscal department every day where the money's going to come from. But yeah. If you want a motion to explore it,
I think
I'll give it to you. I'll give you a motion to explore hiring the 13th officer and doing the evaluations of the funding and the evaluations of the officer when need to be. And I would ask for, is there any discussion on it? Hearing no discussion, I'd ask for a second.
I'll second.
Ma'am, will you give us a roll call?
Mm-hmm. James?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Lastly, I want to give an update to the board on the flock safety fiasco, in my opinion. So just a very short recap. They first told us in order to have access to the system, we had to purchase a minimum amount of cameras, which they told us was 2 cameras. The board passed the necessary resolution allowing us to do that. During the setup phone conferences, they advised us that we now have to purchase 4 cameras instead of 2. Sorry, we made a mistake. You want them, you don't want them. I know Steve has reached out to Julie, and correct me if I'm wrong, and I wasn't party to the conversation, but she basically said, well, if they made a mistake, they made a mistake. There's not a lot you guys can do about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we have a revised quote. I think Steve got even another one today. My personal opinion is, even though I think the cameras are a great resource, I would personally rather take that money and earmark it towards that 13th officer, making sure we have money for officers, because an officer is going to be more valuable than just the cameras themselves. But that's my opinion.
I couldn't concur enough. We all sat here and we did the Zoom, we heard the gentleman, and, you know, we all were thankful and this, that, and the other. Who's to say we buy 4, you don't have to jump 5? I mean, how far is that carrot you got to chase?
Yeah. And well, Chief, I applaud you again for looking at it that way. It's better to put it back in the department, whether it's a 13th officer or it's
could be training. Or equipment.
Yeah.
The only thing is, even if you use ARP money up front, we all know that goes away. So then we have to look at budgeting $12,000 for the next year. The price is probably going to go up every time you sign a new contract.
Mm-hmm.
So at what point do you say, okay, we just don't want your cameras anymore?
No, we're stuck with it.
We're kind of stuck with it, so it's better to earmark that to something more tangible that we really need.
I think it's just kind of my opinion. It's poor business practices to do something like that.
It's kind of a bait and switch.
Yeah.
I know they said they made a mistake, poor bait, but
and you know this too shall get spread around.
Yeah.
I'm not sure where they're out of. I talked to you about this morning, Byron, but I believe they'll have a better business bureau wherever they're out of, and we would have the ability to make a complaint with their Better Business Bureau, because they must do a lot of business with law enforcement. And so if law enforcement goes in and takes a look at that, how do we know this isn't the first time this has happened?
Oh, I'm sure. They're out of Atlanta, Georgia.
So that's my...
And I would even check with the Atlanta, Georgia, if they have that as well. What's it called? The Better Business
Better
Bureau?
Better Business Bureau, for lack of...
So, Chief, one last question. Is there... I know I've asked this many times. The homeless that get in the islands, like at Broad, Wilson, they are Fisher... And Broad or right there. Can we just start writing citations for them being in the medium? I mean, we can't do anything about the panhandling.
Roger takes one to jail almost every day.
Wow. I don't care about going to jail, but if
they have warrants, so we have to.
Yeah.
The problem is
they're homeless. They're not going to pay a citation.
Right. But
to answer your question, yes. The flip side is it is a revolving door.
I understand.
But that is what we're doing. I mean, every day, and
eventually
then,
they may get the, you know, they may get it.
Honestly, if the court system was imposing some kind of justice, I would say they would, but it's more of an inconvenience. It's not like they have anywhere to be, so going to jail for a couple hours, getting something to eat, maybe a shower, I don't know if that's enough of an, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But that is the process. That is what we do.
With everything that we have coming in, I can tell you now, if I was putting $20 million, $100 million in an area, I know it doesn't look to certain people that we may not be doing anything. I know when I travel Wilson Road and you're on all, I know you can't do nothing about on the corners. But in the medium itself, at Philippi, they're just standing in the street.
Even on the corners, we stop them and check them. You know, they write them tickets.
Philippi and Georgesville Road, you could have an officer there around the clock.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe the sheriff's department can help out watching with that, too. But
I mean, Columbus is a sanctuary city. Maybe we can load them up and drop them off downtown city.
Sounds like a plan to me.
Hypothetically, that is.
I have a question for you. It's more of a clarification. In order to trespass somebody off of a property, say it's a gas station,
okay,
Speedway, the manager or person on site would have to request you to trespass them?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, somebody has either that, or in some cases, like we'll say Speedway down at 62 and Brown, you know, they've sent it up to their corporate. They've signed a document giving us permission to trespass people off the property, so we don't even have to involve their management at that point from the store level.
We have that on West Broad too.
Okay, we do have that on West Broad Street.
I'm pretty sure we have that in place. Yeah,
I would step through that.
But if we don't have that in place, then what we would do is go into a representative from the store and say, hey, we got a call here. Do you want them trespassed? Since we're talking about West Broad, I've seen various times where the representative of Speedway inside the store says, no, they're not bothering anybody. Well, at that point, unless that person is doing something illegal, we have no authority to make them leave.
Well, someone that emailed us in a question, and we're trying to take care of all these situations, is that they've got a tent city. Let me make sure.
I guess they have tents on the property.
Tents set up on the behind the store, on the that alleyway area.
Across the alley in that little extra part.
I don't know if it's there or if it's right, against the building, but they got tents set up. And the back, it says in the back parking lot, back lot.
Okay.
So I'm assuming, yeah, that little parking area.
Yeah.
I don't know who owns that little parking area.
Speedway.
Okay. Could you just check into that?
So my last question on this matter would be, I understand if we have, because you and I both sat through and we talked to corporate and they were here and et cetera, they, even though we have that authority to remove the people and et cetera, because corporate has sent that down and allowed us to do that, if we see it, can we do something, or do we have to walk in and say something?
No, once we have that document, that trespass order signed by the property owner or whoever, then we no longer have to involve.
Okay, so I can almost 90% say certainty that we have that. I know that we, because we even had, I've seen the video or the body cam. We arrest a person that we trespassed them, and we, you know, they were there, and this is West Broad Street. There was a gentleman at night, I think Todd was involved in that, and he's like, you can't do this, it's private property, and da-da-da. And at that point, we had that. So I think it's ongoing unless they canceled it.
I mean, that's possible. I can check. Nicole usually keeps those on file.
Okay.
The only hiccup to something like that would be if the manager of the store came out and said no. You know, they technically could override it for our purposes, I suppose, but that would be an issue within the company at that point.
Right.
We would have to get a hold of corporate and say, you know, which way is it, kind of thing.
Or can we say until corporate tells us differently, we're doing it?
Well, when you have a representative on scene,
they take precedence.
Okay.
And it would overrule that at least at that point.
And you might want to get with the road department. I know they're super slammed with grass cutting, but if we go through there and do trespassing and haul them away, we're going to need to get all that trash out of there
okay.
the same day. Tents and everything. Let's not make it comfortable for these people. Thank you.
Welcome. That's all I have.
Thank you. You have anything for
him? Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, Chief, and thank you again for Sunday.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Fire department.
Good afternoon. I just have a couple of housekeeping items, and then I'll turn it over to Todd to give you some updates. We had a firefighter resign, and if we could just have a motion to accept the resignation of firefighter Tanner Smith effective June 1st.
I would make a motion to accept the resignation of
Tanner Smith.
Tanner Smith. Resignation of Tanner Smith on June 1st. And any further questions on that? Hearing none, I would ask for a second.
I'll second.
Roll call, ma'am.
Hmm? James?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Is that Tanner Smith the one that had the thing in Cleveland?
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought I recognized. Good family. Is he moving to another?
Yeah, he found an opportunity outside of the fire service he couldn't turn down. So
wow. Okay.
He's landed on his
real good family.
Pretty well, yeah. And with that, Steve and I discussed, I was under the assumption that you didn't do three meetings a month, so I kind of rushed the next step in this. So we had a resolution prepared to hire Tanner's replacement, but it's not necessary if you want to push it for till next meeting, since we are having one.
You got the resolution?
I do.
You got the person here?
I brought him in for you to meet anyway. This is Preston Reese.
You want to tell a little bit about himself?
Yeah, for sure. You want to stand up?
Yeah. So my name is Preston Reese. I got my medic this past year in November. I've been working part-time at Madison Township down in Canal Winchester, and I am here and excited to be a part of the Franklin Township Fire Department.
Okay.
Very good. Very good.
You want to read the resolution?
With that said, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves and endorses the recommendation of the Fire Chief to hire Preston Reese effective June 3rd, 2024 as a firefighter level one with an annual salary of $54,435 per Article 19 of the IAF Local 1441 CBA.
And just for the record, that is resolution number 2024-074. I would make a motion we accept the resolution as written and ask if there's any discussion. Hearing no discussion, I would ask for a second.
I'll second.
Roll call, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. James?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Thank you.
Bring him back in to swear him in.
Yeah,
it's your crazy.
My next question, if we can coordinate it with him, we'll bring him in on the 30th then and swear him in.
Coordinate that with
thank you.
Coordinate that with Mr. Mazur and
wherever they tell him.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm your neighbor down the street, none of this one.
Okay. Moving anything else for us, Chief?
just unless anyone has questions or comments, I'll turn it over to Todd real quick. He'll give you some updates.
Okay. We get to hear from Todd twice today.
Todd, I commend you on addressing the board in the way you did and just putting it right out there.
Yeah.
So, thank you.
Well, it's all factual. I mean, I don't take it personally. It's just one of those things that when it was brought to my attention, we need to move forward in the correct manner and follow the written law.
Right.
So, Ponderosa, are we going to go ahead and pick our contractor and tear the building down? I know we've already passed the resolution that we can. They're well past their day to tear down the Ponderosa at 355 Georgiaville. Have we picked anybody yet for that?
We're starting the process, yeah. I have to wait till the timeline of, I think it's 30 days.
We haven't gotten there yet?
I will have to check.
Okay. And another question, Mr. Tool and I were talking outside about Shakers. I know we said 6 months. Have you received any correspondence from them as far as what they're doing?
I have. I forwarded it. It was basically a correspondence to one trustee. It was me. In that meeting, I was more about wanting to tear it down, etc. And it was strange the way the correspondence went. Was they're trying to tell me, well, maybe we should tear it down, and we would like to be closer to what's going to happen at Westland Mall.
Okay. The reason why I ask you is because I was there yesterday, and the building's unsecured again.
I was there yesterday.
Yeah, it's unsecured. There was a gentleman on the property that I respectfully mentioned to him that there was a, I believe, Chief Smith, there's a trespass order on that property.
Yes.
I informed him that he should not be there, and that if a police officer came around and found him there, he would probably be arrested for trespassing. He's like, well, man, I got no place else to go. I'm like, I'm sorry, I wish I could help you more, but I can't. And I made Chief Smith aware of the situation, and he was handling with his officers at that point, but I just wanted to keep you guys in the loop about what I had found and what I'm doing for that property, so that way we can see if they meet the benchmarks that they agreed with you guys when you gave them that 6 months.
No, they have not. They were supposed to be here this month, and they have not shown up. So we'd ask them to show up every month, and I think Mr. Blevins wants to speak on it later. So.
I can do it now if you want me to.
Go right ahead.
So I feel like they have not reached or kept their end of the bargain up. They were at the minimum to put up signs and maybe a chain link fence. They were supposed to come back every month, and we basically heard nothing. I also went there yesterday. The gentleman I ran into was cloaked all in black. Scared to. And I was unaware because I was not able to access that until yesterday. They still haven't even cleaned up the whole back. There were still burned things back there and stuff like that. And so I had spoke earlier that I think it's time to maybe reconsider. I was one of the ones that wanted to give them the opportunity. And the reason why is my parents had a business here in the township for 25 years. And I highly respect people who have had small businesses and things like that. But we cannot continue on. And since I did that, I've heard from people that say they wished I hadn't done that, and they live in the area and different things like that. So if they're not going to uphold to what they agreed to, then I feel like we bring it back up. It's go on the next agenda, okay, with
that's
you guys, and we move forward.
Yeah.
So that was, I had spoken, I was gonna bring it up because it wasn't really on here. I'm glad you did, gave me the opportunity. So that tells you where I stand, and I believe these other two gentlemen are with me. So,
yep, we'd ask them, and they haven't fulfilled anything. So,
okay,
we will handle it next board meeting.
Yeah, that's what I want. I want to make you aware of what I found. I didn't know you were there yesterday.
Well, I knew I was going to speak about it today, so it was important to me to go yesterday.
We had you down here for Jackson. We talked about everything but Jackson. So,
1945 Jackson. It's a warehouse structure with multiple suites in it. They had three outstanding permits that have since expired. Unfortunately, and I will take part of the blame for this, that they weren't fire related, they're just structurally related. They never followed through on their end. They slipped through the cracks. They are all void now, but the projects have never been inspected or given a certificate of completion from Tool & Associates. We are going to have a discussion at some point about how we want to move forward with this. I've been in contact with Mr. Levy, the property owner, about what he is planning on doing. And he has mentioned taking us to court for several different reasons. He believes we are scrutinizing him and harassing him, which I don't believe that's the case. But they are in violation of the building code as not having fulfilled those three permits. I talked to Mr. Toole about that earlier today also, and he said to mention it to you folks to see what we want to do moving forward. It'd be easy for Mr. Levy to file applications for a permit for those three projects and go through that process, have an inspector to get his certificate of completion. I don't think he intends to do that per his last email. So we may have to involve legal with that to persuade him to do that or take him in front of the building board standards as far as not completing his projects in a timely fashion. Just kind of putting it out there for you guys to kind of have some discussion about, see which direction you wanted to go. Mr. Toole's on board with whatever you would like him to do as far as those things with that property go. Like I said, it'd be easy for Mr. Levy just to resubmit some building applications and proceed like a normal building permit to get the inspections and completion done, but he doesn't want to do that.
I think you know where I stand. I think I made it pretty clear with the gentleman earlier. You're going to do work in this township and it's commercial. You're going to have permits. That's my opinion.
They did get the permits. They just never finished them.
What?
And that's
part of the job.
Permit, yeah. So I'll reach out to Mr. Levy one more time and ask him to please submit permits for those outstanding jobs, the work that he had done to get the inspections and other things completed. And depending on what his answer is, I'll make you aware of that. And at that point, I'll let Mr. Mazur know as well. We may need Julie to draft a letter to him stating that if he doesn't comply, we will have to be forced to take him to a higher authority.
Mr. Mazur has the full authority of this board to handle the day-to-day operations and to have meetings with Julie. So I would, I highly recommend that you work with him, and he will keep us, like you said, keep us abreast. He will keep us abreast, and you can always email us. But yeah, we're not gonna play.
Any other questions from you?
Don, do you have any?
The one thing that I said earlier, and precedence, we have as you know, we've worked on the Westland Mall. I know 11 years that I have, wanting to see it come down, finally getting it where we're getting it, putting hundreds of millions of dollars into that site. We cannot get a reputation of Franklin Township that you do anything. We have to follow every rule.
Exactly.
That's why, you know, like I keep saying it, and I'll get off the soapbox on it, home rule. These people, these taxpayers, these residents, my neighbors deserve better than what they've gotten. And we're here as a board of trustees to make it better for them. And it starts with us. And we need to make sure and hold these people's feet to the fire. Mr. Blevins, do you have anything?
No, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Road department.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
I only had two things on the agenda for today.
That's good.
I could always increase it, sir.
Yeah.
Not a problem. The one thing that we had on the agenda, and I brought it to the board's attention and got the okay to go ahead and start looking. As you all know, that Mr. Cheshire is retiring at the end of this month. Mm-hmm. And we have found somebody as a replacement for Tommy. Sat down and went through everything with Mr. Mazur, with the gentleman, with his application and everything, and we decided that we're going to offer employment to Joseph Hall, who's sitting in the crowd today.
Come on up.
Hi, Joe.
Awesome.
He came in and met with Mr. Mazur. I brought him in the other day. He came in and met with Mr. Mazur, and we kind of went over a few things. Do I just need to read this out?
Yes, sir.
All right. Resolution 2024-075, a resolution approving the hiring of one full-time road department employee. The Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, met in person in the regular session at 12 p.m. on Thursday, May 16, 2024, and the following resolution was adopted. The following trustees made a motion. Be it resolved that the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board approves hiring Joe Howard Hall as a full-time road department employee, beginning in step C with pay rate of $25.22 per hour. The employment start date is effective May 20th, 2024.
Good.
Be it further resolved that all formal actions of the board concerning and relating to the resolution were passed in an open meeting of the board, and that all deliberations of this board and any of its committees that resulted in such formal action were in a meeting open to the public in compliance with all legal requirements, including section 121-22 of the Ohio Revised Code.
Good. Thank you.
Is that it?
I think that's the first time I've ever had one of these, so I'm trying
We will get through these together.
It did great.
And I should have asked Chief Arnold, but do you know if all the paperwork has been turned in on this gentleman?
Yeah, for Mr. Hall, yeah.
Okay, how about the fire?
No, we haven't got that far yet.
We're working on it.
Okay.
Because he doesn't start until June.
Okay.
So we've got time.
With hearing that, I would move that the resolution as written is accepted. Any discussion?
Quick question. Is that step C the one that we, talked
yes.
about? I was just wanting to verify.
Yep.
Okay, that's good enough for me.
Any other discussion? Hearing none, I would ask for a second.
Hold second to
James?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Thank you.
Welcome aboard.
Welcome aboard.
New blood. We got new blood.
So this will be the guy that catches every snowflake on your street.
You're going to be out there with a broom, right?
He's going to get very familiar real quick with mowers, which he already knows a whole lot about.
Where you come from?
I'm from West Jeff.
No, I meant what did you do before?
I did construction. I did drop side trailers and set them up, remodel them, and stuff like that.
So you're from West Jeff's high school?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's where I've been living down by Asheville, or down in that area.
Yeah, I used to live down south, and I'm about moving back up here with my close to my mom.
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
The only other thing that I have is per the collective bargaining unit that we bring it to the board's attention, we would like to start our 10-hour day schedule this coming Monday.
Okay.
We are backlogged, and we would like to be able to get some extra time in and get all this stuff done.
And still get some rest. I would make a motion that we go to the 4:10s.
From what time to what time? From
when? 6:30 to 5.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're going to start this Monday?
Okay. May 20th through August 31st. Yes, May 20th through August
31st. I make a motion that we go to the 10-hour days, 4:10s. From May 20th to August 31st.
Yeah.
With working Fridays when need to be to get caught up on everything else.
Be a few of them.
Yep.
Just like last year. I mean, when we went to this last year, we still worked. I think we only missed out on maybe a total of four of those Fridays. I mean, we got a pretty good workload.
I made a motion. I would ask, is there any discussion? Hearing no discussion, I would ask for a second.
I'll second.
Okay. Roll call, ma'am.
James?
Yes.
John?
I say yes, but I still would love to, as you and I know, still would love to see. We don't have enough people to split it, but that's my only concern.
Trust me, I'd love to have enough people to be able to split it.
If you've seen the mowing log.
I know.
We've sent out 77 mow letters now just within the last 3 weeks.
Yes. Still need one
here. I was waiting to see if we were done. Mike?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I know we talked, and mm-hmm. I wanted to just make sure.
No problem.
Mr. Blevins had his chance to vote. Yeah,
so that point that Jim just made, I have a statement I want us to make about sending out the letters.
Yes.
So you remember Mr. Sam Youngman that came in about the property behind him on Wilson?
Yes.
He had to be at a doctor's appointment today, but he wanted me to let you and the other two board members know that they've mowed their property. He thinks it has a lot to do with the letter, and he wanted to thank everybody, you and your department and the trustees and everything. And so I told him that I would happily relay that message. He definitely appreciates it. And I think the letters are a good thing. Maybe people don't maybe people's judgment of their lawn, maybe they're a reminder.
And it's a process by Ohio Revised Code that we have to do. And I think sometimes it lights a little fire, you know, and we had actually made personal contact with that resident down there that he's speaking about.
Worked. Yeah. So the grass is cut and that was what we were looking for.
I do have another address for you. The fire training up here on Hague, those houses where they've been doing the training at, do you know what that address is?
I do not.
I'll get with you. It's knee high, over knee high. It's on the east side of the street.
I know we just sent out, I just finished them up, 5 houses down on North Hague.
Okay. The county did their easement on yesterday when
just
they was mowing.
Send me the address and I'll double check.
So, Mr. Stevens, the emphasis beside the animal hospital.
We've already got her address too.
Okay, because they cut, but then it's like you got a strip in front of your fence and then at the street. It's like, why would you?
Yeah, we've addressed all 3 of those parcels because you've got the one to the north of
yes,
them.
The old go-kart.
And then the one on the corner, and then the old go-kart property. Those have all been addressed and in the system.
Sure, no problem. Now, it is, correct me if I'm not right, they are supposed to take care of all the way to the street. Is that correct?
Supposed to, yes. You have some people that will tell you, and we've had it happen to us, that if that's your right-of-way, that's your right-of-way.
The right-of-way is for utilities, yeah, not...
I know.
You still own it and you pay taxes on it.
I get it. But that's... Yeah, they're supposed to be taking care of that. I know last year we had to just cut from the fence to the roadway because they didn't cut that.
Yeah, and that's what I... It'll be waist-high before long with all this rain, and I get it. But I was just... I looked at that as it went by, and I could tell that they have cut the field.
Yeah.
And it's like you're already on a zero turn 2 more minutes, and you would have been done.
If they're taking a zero turn through that field.
Well, whatever they're using.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're opening the gate or how they're doing it.
But that's all we're looking at. But that's all I have. Anybody got anything for me at all?
Nope. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Tim.
Fiscal department. Motion to pay bills and payroll.
Yes. Okay.
And looks like you have a resolution too.
Yeah, Steve's going to be taking
Steve's
care of.
Steve's going to handle a resolution.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Yep, I'll get 3 motions, bills and payroll, and then we'll hand it over to Steve. It says, be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board makes a motion to approve accounts payable from April the 16th through April the 30th in the amount of $54,485.81 from check number 70243 to 70286. Electronic voucher 684 through 837. And that's accounts payable.
So moved on that as the motion's written. I would ask if there's any discussion. Hearing none, I'd ask for a second.
I will second, sir.
Thank you. Roll call.
Mm-hmm. James?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Thank you. All right. And then payroll. This one's got several dates because of. We didn't have this reading at the last meeting.
Correct.
So, be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board makes a motion to approve payroll for the period beginning April the 7th through April the 20th of 2024, paid on April the 26th, in the amount of $193,984.01 from electronic voucher 701 through 758, 2024. Elected officials payroll paid on May 1st, in the amount of $9,163.24 from electronic voucher 760 to 763, and payroll paid for the period of April the 21st through May the 4th, paid on May the 10th, in the amount of $187,859.70. Electronic vouchers from 773 through 830, 2024, and there's attachments.
So moved as the motion is written, and I would ask if there's any discussion. Hearing no discussion, I would ask for a second.
I will second.
Ma'am, will you give us a roll call?
Thank you. James?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Thank you. And that's all I have, gentlemen.
Mr. Mazur, you have the resolution.
I do have resolution 2024-076. It's a resolution approving the acceptance of salary reimbursement from the Ohio Bureau of Workmen's Compensation. Be resolved that the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves and authorizes the acceptance of $3,755.71 from the Ohio BWC regarding salary reimbursement to the townships for wages paid to an injured employee. And I have the exhibit attached as well. Basically, this is a 72% reimbursement for firefighter Eric Pierce when he was injured.
Okay.
He was on salary continuation. So we applied for the BWC to get, as I said, 72% of his salary reimbursed back to the township.
So moved as the resolution's written, and I'd ask if there's any discussion. Hearing none, I would ask for a second.
I'll second.
Roll call, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. James?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Thank you.
The next I have is 2024-077, a resolution authorized obligations approved by the Township Administrator between April 16, 2024 through May 14, 2024. Whereas the Board of Trustees in Resolution 2021-130 authorizing the Township Administrator to approve incur obligations of $10,000 or less on behalf of the Township in accordance with Section 507.11 of the Ohio Revised Code. And again, it's from the period of April 16, 2024 through May 14, 2024 in the amount of $32,537.
So moved as the resolution is written. I would ask if there's any questions or discussion. Hearing none, I would ask for a second.
I'll second.
Okay, James?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Thank you.
Next resolution is 2024-078, a resolution approving 24 hours of injury leave for Officer Troy Hale. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves 24 hours of injury leave for employee Troy Hale for the period of 5/5/24 through 5/18/24 per Article 24 of the Employees Collective Bargaining Agreement.
Chief, if I may, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
What's the update status?
He returned on Monday.
He did return. Okay.
Okay. So so moved as the resolution's written, as long as all the paperwork is in from his doctors.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Yep. As the chief said, we've got verification that he can return to work full time on 13th, mm-hmm. Monday.
I just wanted to make sure it was noted that we'd ask. I would any discussion on this?
Yes.
Okay.
So I reached out to, you remember, I was afraid John was getting ready to go down the same path again. So you remember the last meeting where we discussed in an open meeting about the officer and his injuries and things like that. So I reached out to Ken Main, who's with Sedgwick, who represents us with our third party for BWC claims. Mm-hmm. And after several phone calls and he checked with the lawyer, we should not be talking about people's injuries in an open meeting like we did. We should not be comparing in one employee's injury with another employee's injury, and these things were done, and I brought it to your attention, and you said we needed to do it. I'm not, this isn't a scolding, I'm trying to correct the action so we don't do it again, but we should not. We are here to approve to pay him the hours, not discuss his medical things. We should have done that in an executive session.
Yep, sure. And sir, if you remember, I was not comparing. What I was asking was in regards to the to our lieutenant came in for special duties. My question
that is comparing, John.
It wasn't to me comparing the injury. It was comparing the light duty, and there was no light duty.
Okay. Well, I'm just
that was my intent.
Okay. Well, I'm again. This isn't meant for an argument purposes or anything.
Just educational.
It's just to bring it up so we don't make the same mistake. And I think it was a mistake, and I stated it then that I thought it was a mistake. And So I just wanted to, you asked for discussion, and you got it. So.
Any more discussion? Hearing none, I would ask for a second.
I'll second.
Okay, James?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Thank you.
Chief Arnold and I have been discussing, the Franklin County Public Health was looking for a location to have a COVID vaccination. So like I said, the chief and I talked about it. I thought it would be a great idea if they wanted to use one of our firehouses. We have a good relationship with Franklin County Public Health. So the chief coordinated it. So on August 22nd of 24 at Firehouse 192, between 9 a.m. and 1 p.m., public health will come in and afford the public their COVID vaccination.
I believe flu also is COVID.
Who is?
COVID.
Flu. Okay. That makes sense.
Okay.
So you kill two birds with one stone.
We'll put some more publications out as it
fair enough.
Gets closer.
And then lastly, I know it's getting close, but we have National Night Out, which is when in August?
August, the first Tuesday in August.
Okay. So I just thought I would throw that out. If the trustees have any thoughts for the upcoming event?
I have some thoughts, and I think it's, I mean, it's a great event, but I think we need to look at possibly doing some different events. I mean, they can have their National Night Out, but I think we should do some other events. I just see it as we spend a lot of overtime on that with the road department, fire's taken out of service for it, right? They're not.
No cost.
Okay. But yeah, the road department's overtime. They have a day of cleaning up the trucks and all that. I just think there's a better way of spending tax dollars of getting more bang for a buck throughout the township. But that's just my opinion.
Question?
Yes.
John may remember that the board passed a resolution back in the day, quite historically, that the day of National Night Out was going to be Juanita Kaufman Day. As she was an anchor to our township for many, many years.
Uh-huh.
And normally that award, nominations go out in the summer. I think some of us that are veterans know that the applications go out in the summer. You guys set a date to collect those. Are you still considering that? Because I know Steve's kind of new.
I
don't want that to get missed if we don't get involved in the event.
No, we could still do that.
I just didn't want to miss that award.
No, I think we should still do the Juanita Kaufman Award.
Because it's usually something that's engaged within that event.
I think there's other things that we can do within inside the township.
Mm-hmm. Sure, I just didn't
recognize
that.
I mean, we have one event a year, and mm-hmm. that's down there. I think the township deserves more than one.
Okay. And sure. Again, for people that may not be aware of it, Juanita Kaufman Award, she has since passed, but her life dream was to fly in a helicopter. Unfortunately, that day it was raining and this, and they couldn't safely take her up, but she got to sit in it. And that was from National Night Out there.
I just want to make sure that we were doing the nominations.
No, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
But that's my opinion, is we need to take the money that we spend on that and overtime. And I think, the fire truck, touch a truck was awesome. The rolling one, that was an awesome event. You know, things like that. We have our township is spread out everywhere. I think that's something that we could do, and instead of spending doing all one night, do it for all the township all over. But that's just like I said. Any other
we
discussion?
Didn't really have to make a decision.
No,
we just wanted us to bring it up, correct?
Yep.
So it's worth getting started on.
Okay. Anything else, Steve?
That's all I have for you, John.
Mr. Fleshman, you have anything for us?
Just one thing for the board. Several meetings ago, probably several months ago, when Jeff was in and he took the podium, and I know a lot of the audience and as well as the board member were kind of all struck with some of the things that he was saying. Mm-hmm. I feel that maybe a lot of the public, and you know, nothing's ever been brought up in regards to the physical department. I would love to have the opportunity. I think it's only fair for Lindsay to be able to, she may have not known about it or replayed it or et cetera, but I think that she should be given the opportunity to address the residents as well, as that was our very first, if I remember right, that was our first online video for yeah. Franklin Township. So I don't know if there's a lot of people wondering, did they sweep it under the rug? Did they not say anything? But I think that she should be given the opportunity to go back and maybe answer things to the public or give a statement to the public in regards to those, so that it doesn't seem as if it was one-sided.
And I think we're going, Mr. Mitchell, correct me if I'm wrong, but Mr. Wilczek wants to address the board next meeting of some of the stuff that he's finishing up mm-hmm. on. Maybe that's a good time to have
some reconciliations. Yeah,
yeah.
I'd hate okay. to turn this into a courtroom type situation. I don't think it's fair to yeah. Lindsay to do that at that time, but just for the public, I wanted to put it out there. We heard, we took it at heart, and it hasn't been swept under the rug, but I still
think we had
a
special meeting that was on two.
Yeah, but I think that you know she should have the opportunity to address.
Maybe she can be here on the 30th
if she felt comfortable. I mean, it's up yeah. to her. That's
Mr.
all I
Mazur,
have.
Can you reach out and ask her if she would like to address anything on that? Mm-hmm. Or I can if you, mm-hmm. yeah. I can reach out to her, you can.
I can touch base with her.
Okay.
Maybe at the same time we can get an update on how her and Jeff's meetings are going together. I thought it was...
I can speak on that.
Okay.
I had talked to both of them before the last meeting. They were in Robin's office doing something with the federal government.
Okay.
And I'd ask them how it was going, and they both agreed that it was going well.
And then
they were meeting, and
so we're sort of talking about fiscal. This would be on me if John's done on my topic. So, like, where are we at on getting help in the fiscal department? Like, we agreed to get a helper, and I'm getting a little concerned on the amount of checks that we're seeing come out and what's getting behind.
Sure,
are we getting behind? It's hard to talk about. You're not. We've had an employee out, and
right.
then things like
Absolutely.
That. This is not
sure.
anything about Lindsay. This is about we are obligated to get things taken care of.
Sure, right. That's the hiring of someone for that department falls upon.
I concur with what Mr. Blevins
is saying. I agree with what Mr. Blevins is saying.
Because it's not fair for a department to have one person down, and then when that person comes back, they have the work of 2 weeks backed up, and they're still doing it in the 40-hour week time period. That makes it kind of tough. It's not, I mean, we are trustees, and we oversee the township, so I don't want to say it's not our department, but we do need to try to see if we can work with fiscal and say, I don't know what the best thing to say at this exact point, but the work still needs to get done versus skip, because I expect there to have been a mountain of checks, like you were saying.
Yeah.
I came in early for that, thinking, okay, the last 2 weeks we had nothing really.
Well, for me, this isn't me saying Lindsay's doing a good job, bad job, or indifferent, because I don't know. What I do know, and what I've observed from sitting back there all those years and now being here, there should be things coming across this table that's not.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to be held responsible.
Absolutely.
When I used to sit back there and ask you questions, like, do we have late fees and things like that?
Absolutely.
I absolutely think we have a problem, and we've agreed for her to hire another person. I'm not saying that it's, you know, I'm saying we've agreed to do it. Let's get the person hired. Let's get them in here, and let's get caught up.
So now, one of the things, too, that I caught wind of is Lindsay, from my best understanding, has been told in regards to the union that this position, not her, the new one, but the current position with the fiscal office, should not be in the union. So I don't know where that stands. Do you have anything on that?
Yes, sir. Lindsay, that's
between Lindsay and the state auditor. But my understanding that That's what she has been told recently.
Okay, so I've lost.
The reason I'm saying that is that needs to be cleaned up before we hire another person.
So say it again, because you lost me there. I know this bothers you, but you're going to have to hang on.
No, I'm good.
Okay? Say it again.
Okay, so what I was wondering is, I'm all for adding another person, but I was brought to light, and it wasn't by me, it was by the state, saying that you have people in the union that should not be in the union. From my understanding, within the last 2 weeks, she was told that the union, the position cannot be in the union. From my understanding, I didn't hear that from Lindsay. So who did you hear it from? I've heard it from our administrator.
Okay, and so you heard it from the administrator?
Right.
Did you hear it from the administrator?
Yes.
Why didn't I hear it from him?
Let me finish. So what I'm saying here, so that I'm clear, is do we need to make sure that we're cleared up on that before we bring another person in, is all I was asking.
Okay, I hear what you're asking, but now I'm asking my question.
What am I responsible for?
What he asked me, who I heard that what Lindsay has been told from, and I said I heard it from the administrator.
Okay, all right, good, because I was a little worried there. Yes, Lindsay communicated to me that she spoke with the county prosecutor who handles employment law, and that anybody in the fiscal office should not be part of the union. Yes, that is correct. That's what I heard from Lindsay.
So all I'm saying is, yes. Do we need to make sure we have clarification before we bring another person in, before we create more?
If that's what it is, that's what it is.
Right.
My question is, why was I not given this information?
I don't think it was my privy or concern or job to relay something that just deals strictly with fiscal.
But it was your privy or your job to give it to these two gentlemen.
Well, I happen to ask a question about it.
Michael, this has been a concern since you came on the board, and I'm sorry that, you know, I try to do everything.
Oh, I know you do. Your plate is full.
No,
I know all of that. I've heard all of that, okay?
So, for me, I happen to ask about it because I know that this is a topic that we need another person. In talking with Mr. Mazur, he, as I was just now saying, I didn't hear from Lindsay myself, and you asked me who I heard it from, I told you. This wasn't an email that went out, this wasn't anything. It was merely a discussion with the administrator. I did not send that out because of the simple fact that it was just in the passing of discussion.
I'll end it at this. If the position can't be in the union, then the position can't be in the union.
Right.
I'm good with that.
Right.
But I want to be kept abreast of everything.
I can understand that.
And you would be upset if the shoe was on the other foot.
Well, I don't know because I walked the line on that because it wasn't something that was, I think that Lindsay should have kept us abreast on that. And I thought maybe it would come up today. I didn't know Lindsay wasn't going to be here.
Right. I had asked another question. I can't even remember what the question was about another subject than Mr. Mazur had told me, but I guess communications. Anything I have is there's a email. It says email questions in to the administrator before 11 o'clock, and I have one here questioning the ditch behind, the ditch behind Harding. I believe it's Road Drive Avenue over in Broadlawn. Thank you. Yes, there have been some pictures sent. That ditch is part of the city of Columbus, therefore it's out of our jurisdiction. There's nothing really we can do about it. And I had asked the chief in this meeting here that about the homeless tents behind Speedway, and he is going to be checking into them.
So that, if I may, sir.
Yeah.
That ditch that is in question, isn't that part of the railroad there?
That is part of the railroad, yes,
so
sir.
So I know at one time, many, many years ago, we done two things. One, there was an organization that went in and helped clean it up, trash for cash. The other time, there was another trustee that worked with the railroad, finally got them to come in and clean that up. And they got like 2 tons of trash out there.
You wanna reach out to the railroad?
I can try to see if we can figure out who it is with the railroad. I don't know who,
yeah.
But I can try to see if I can find who's responsible for that.
Okay. We can try that.
I'll try.
I'll make
some calls and see if I can get someone to call back. I know it was a very daunting task last time to get someone to call back.
I remember it well, even though I wasn't here.
Yeah, and you know, it is out of our jurisdiction, though.
Yeah.
The fence row is where it's at. The fence row is us, beyond the fence row where the trash is. And unfortunately, we have found a lot of that trash, you know where it comes from? Some of the houses that back up to it.
Yeah.
And we had, not saying all of them, I said we have seen it, we've been told, and some of the trash that we found at one time. Hopefully that's not the case with this, but when you're talking about how else can it get there?
Right.
So don't know for sure, it was just assumption.
Let me know. Okay. I that's a very small railroad,
mm-hmm.
And I do know they run the and they store the engines out by the firehouse.
And I got to find out exactly. Do you know which? I'll get with you later because
mm-hmm.
then I'll make some calls. But I want to make sure I'm heading the right way. Which railroad?
Yeah.
Okay.
We can
that
do
works.
That. Yeah. Sure. Anything else? Hearing nothing. Meeting's adjourned.
At what time?
2:12.
I was lunch, yeah.